What's up, guys? Faruki Bros here, back with another video. And today for you guys, we're going to be talking about a franchise that a lot of us hold near and dear to our hearts over the last 20 years, and that's Kingdom Hearts. Yesterday, in Japan, they had a 20th anniversary Kingdom Hearts event where they kind of showed off, celebrated the history of the franchise, and ultimately culminated in a brand new series of trailers for some mobile games. But the big one, the one we want to cover right now, is Kingdom Hearts 4, which got a full which got a full trailer showing off development of the new game. There's no release date, but I thought we can quickly watch it and kind of go through our thoughts. Well, not even watch it. We can kind of scrub through it. The first point I want to go to is actually the graphics are pretty wild, I would say. As we see, it's taking place after Kingdom Hearts 3. And then the main point I want to stop at first is coming right now with Sora. We got to look at Sora. Brand new look, brand new design. Xion, what do you think about this version of Sora?
Well, obviously, he looks much older. And I don't know if that's just because of him having a more realistic look or whatnot. But it really just plays into... It's unclear if this is actually his new look, like, forever. But... Because really, we know from Kingdom Hearts 3, especially from 3 actually, where each world he goes into, he changes to fit into what the environment is or what they look like. So obviously this is like the real world, or for them it's unreality. And he's just, for him to fit in as a person, he obviously has a much more realistic look. So I think that, I don't know if he looks older because story-wise older, even though he's only been there 7 days, or it's just because is really the graphics, but obviously I think the design looks good, everything looks good.
I want to make two points, two funny points. Number one, I guarantee every word you said right now made no sense to Umar, and it made no sense to a lot of the audience. You just went to so deep Kingdom Hearts like lore, like what are you saying? But second thing, just make sure your Yeti mic is connected.
If you're not playing Kingdom Hearts, who would watch this? Why you watch this?
Sure, some people just watch piece. A lot of our audience use superhero stuff, so they could be going in thinking like what kind of strategies. But make sure your Yeti mic's connected, because I think you're on your AirPod mic. But I want to keep going forward with this, and that's obviously we're moving forward. We got to get our first look at gameplay, very developmental gameplay. But again, let's just forward right to it. I personally love this shot a lot, and bringing the Keyblade out. But Samir, what do you make of this Dark Side design? I mean, is it better than the Dark Side design of Umar's favorite movie, Justly?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. We're all over the place.
Yeah, I think it looks pretty sick so far. The graphics are insane. I agree with Jan. I think he's just adapting to the realistic, like real world type place he's in right now. And I think as he goes to different worlds, they'll probably change outfits, change Keyblades.
Yeah. I mean, one theory. Before I move, I'll jump to Umar. Just with general thoughts more than anything. There's some rumor, there's some like fan theories that let's scrub, like all of this type of world is actually Endor from Star Wars. Like it's trying to show off like Kingdom Hearts is about to move towards Marvel and Star Wars and things of that nature, and covering a different side of what Disney products have. My thoughts are, before we jump to Umar with his final thoughts, is that obviously, Kingdom Hearts has meant the world to me since I was a kid. It's a very important franchise to me, like just part of my childhood. So anytime something Kingdom Hearts related happens, I'm going to get naturally excited, whether it comes with a bias or not. I'll be completely honest. It comes with a hell of a bias, because if anything has Kingdom Hearts logo on it, chances are I'm going to like it. That being said, this is genuinely looked breathtaking to me in terms of visuals. I think they're finally making the most out of Unreal Engine 5, which is the common platform for next gen. So I expect this to come out in many years, honestly. I feel like just like Kingdom Hearts 3, this is going to have a long development cycle. So maybe in a 3-4 years, we might end up seeing it. But everything about it from a story perspective, I mean, for longtime fans, Xion already kind of hit all the main points, which is kind of, you know, just seeing the story of Sora continue. But for a fan who's watched it from more farther level, like Umar, I'm gonna jump to you now. Like, does this trailer intrigue you? Like, does it make you kind of want to jump back into the franchise, or it's kind of more the same? What are you feeling on your end?
No, I'm still stuck in Tarzan world, so
of Kingdom Hearts
I gotta get out of some jam. But it looks nice. I mean, it looks for a game. I mean, from seeing you guys play it, from seeing the older games, kind of like roughly, it does look like a pretty. It looks like a jump. Like, it looks like they're jumping into like the next gen thing pretty face forward. So I guess that part of it is exciting. And then this type of gameplay, I don't even know if this is like, this is gameplay, right? This is like actual, yeah. I guess what it might look like at the end. I think for the fans, the hardcore fans, they'll love it. And I think it definitely like people, it's an intriguing trailer from a visual standpoint. Like, cause it is showing off what the next gen, what's possible with the next gen, with these types of worlds and whatnot. So and obviously if they jump towards Star Wars and Marvel, I think you would be attracting a lot more general, like just the general I don't want to say audience, we use general audience so much on this. I don't know what to call it, general players, I guess.
It actually makes me want to jump to Zion, because from like a long time fan perspective that me and him both have, what do you make of like the concept of Marvel and Star Wars coming in? Are you someone who's more of a Disney purist, like, hey, stick to the animated Disney movies, maybe do a few Pixar, but stick to that? Or are you embracing the idea of Disney kind of using their wider catalog and Square Enix utilizing Marvel and Star Wars?
Honestly, I have no problem with it. I think it's actually a no-brainer, in my opinion. I get what people say, yeah, it's supposed to stay in more pure Disney, but really, once you break into that real life movie or live action movie, which they did with Pirates of the Caribbean, not only Kingdom Hearts 2, but Kingdom Hearts 3 as well, then you unlocked all the capabilities of just doing any other type of realistic movie. And what better time to do it than in Kingdom Hearts 4, where if the backdrop is in a more realistic world, then you can go to more live action or realistic properties, and visually it'll just fit in very perfectly into the game and what it is at like right now from what we're seeing. So I have absolutely no problem with it, and this is the best time to do it, in my opinion.
The health of the Kingdom Hearts franchise, a trailer like this shows that it's not going stale. So Tetsuya Nomura, who's the main developer and director of the Kingdom Hearts series, you could keep churning out, and in many ways, I mean, we can get into a debate about how Kingdom Hearts 3 was compared to the older series, but a general fatigue element of Kingdom Hearts 3 was present, I think, where the formula of just jumping from world to world and Donald Goofy are next to you and you're kind of just fighting heartless. It's not that it was played out. I think it still has a lot of life in it, but rather there was some franchise fatigue over 20 years. A trailer like this just injects new life into the series, because now it's like you can go in a brand new direction. You can do so many new things. So I'm on Zion's side on this one. I think Marvel, Star Wars, I think it's a good fit. Samir, do you agree with that? Or are you thinking, nah, let's stick to the older classic Disney stuff for a little longer?
Really, I hope they do both. I hope they do live action stuff, and then they still go to the newer Disney or the Pixar movies. I think one of the lines in the trailer was like, once you leave this world, there's no guarantee you go back to the world you knew. So I feel like he's gonna leave the real world and go back and go to like Star Wars or go to any of the live action world and then try to make it back to the animated stuff. I still think they're gonna follow that like jumping world to world type formula. I just want to see. I want to see Goofy and Donald like walk through Star Wars or something. It'll be pretty sick.
I do as well. I wonder what's gonna happen. Actually, one of my theories. I'm not sure if someone on the internet already had this theory, but one of my theories is that I wonder if this will be a dual player story where you Sora half the time and you someone else half the time. I think it'd be very interesting if Sora is in this world, but someone like Yazora is in the other world, and Yazora's with Donald and Goofy, but Sora's alone, and you get to switch back and forth. That'd be pretty sick to see like that new concept. Last thing is, I don't have the photo, but there was this main image of Remind that Tetsuya Nomura illustrated of the four Sora, Roxas, Riku, Kairi, all like in these like very like modern clothes. I think that really was Kingdom Hearts 4. So I think that can give an indication that those characters might end up coming to save Sora rather than Sora finding his way back. I think they're going to make it to the new world themselves. And I think they're going to continue this more than just one game. I think the overall point of the story is going to be to go longer than just one game. So, I mean, that's that's pretty much as I'm trying to figure out. Those are my main thoughts when it comes to this. I think it's a good time to be a Kingdom Hearts fan, new or old comer. So in that case, Umar, I would still say worth kind of jumping back in, because between him coming to Smash Brothers last year and then now with Kingdom Hearts 4, there's more life to this franchise. I don't know, just coming from bias, that this is my favorite game franchise. My favorite, probably is arguably one of my favorite franchises ever across the board. So it's
so I'll make you a deal. If you follow along with me, I'll play the game.
What do you want to do?
I'll start from Tarzan World where I left off, and I'll continue.
I'm planning to play the game anyways up from the start, so I'm down for it. If you want to like sync up a playthrough, we can do it. And the last thing is I have to do it because it's end of the Kingdom Hearts video, so let's get the keyblade.
Oh, God, he's going to do it to us.
Yeah, I'm bringing the keyblade out. This is the keyblade. Oops, that almost broke my wall. But, yes, it'd be like that. Where's the camera? Here it is.
You gotta take out the blur. It's the only way.
I'll never take out the blur. But it's fine. It's because I'm not in my normal setup, as probably viewers will tell. Either way, I'm holding the keyblade now. So Samir had a lot of fun with this when he was in our house, you know, swinging around. If I had the video, I would show it, but I don't. Either way, in our house, yeah.
Didn't we do a keyblade versus lightsaber battle?
We probably did a lot of lightsaber stuff, but I don't remember us using a keyblade. But yeah, let me see if I can move the camera. Whatever, it's over. Either way, what do you guys think about the Kingdom Hearts 4 trailer? Let us know. Let me see if it makes it work. Let us know your thoughts in the comments and join the debate from myself, from Zion, from Umar, and from Samir. We're the Faruqi Bros, and we'll see you next time.